views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go ahead and go to thedrpatshow.com, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and just find out all about us. Listen to the show, click on the player, and there you go. Pretty soon, got a new website. You're not going to have to do much clicking at all, but we have really integrated just about everything you guys have said you wanted from us, and we're
so it comes with an assistant.
What?
It comes with an assistant? Like you don't
yes,
have to click. The assistant
yes,
will click everything for you. See?
I know, Benny. Pat. Did you see that movie?
That's
did
amazing.
You see the movie Her?
No.
Where he falls in love with the operating assistant. That's where we draw the line right there.
I've been meaning to see that, but look, I like that creative style of movie, and they need to start doing that more often. None of these remakes.
I love that movie. I got to tell you, I love the movie. And as a matter of fact, this is interesting. We're going to be talking with Dr. Friedman about, you know, Dr. Friedman Schaub about owning the past,
mm-hmm.
how to outgrow your emotional baggage. That's what that movie was all about.
Perfect.
That's little, at least from my point of view. I cried. I was happy. It was actually, Benny, I have to tell you, it was one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. And I didn't expect it. I didn't. But the new website, they're not going to come with a her. They're not going to come with an operating system that's going to fall in love with you. But we promise we strive for you to fall in love with us. Wow. Where did that come from? There we go. We are here today to talk about something that I find extremely important. And who better than to do it but Dr. Friedman Schaub, you know, and the Empowered Radio presentation of Owning the Past, the Empowered Self series. This is part 5, Owning the Past, How to Outgrow Your Emotional Baggage. And, you know, boy, I love that he said that. He's not saying how to let go, how to leave it behind, how to do this with it. You know, he's saying how to outgrow your emotional baggage. I love that, but that's because I love Dr. Friedman Schaub. For many of you, you've been listening to he and I chat for years. Award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution and founder of Cellular Wisdom. He is amazing, has developed a personal breakthrough and empowerment program of thousands of people all over the world. He has more than 15 years of practice and research as a physician and a molecular biologist. What is up with these biologists? They are just absolutely incredible. But he has found that our mind-body connection is one of the most important and powerful resources for healing and change. Well, thank goodness for that. Thank goodness for what he is bringing to the forefront. And for those of you out there, many of you work with him directly. Many of you also have called him for his free consultation. And by the way, let me mention that right now. If you want to call him for a free consultation, give him a shout, 866-903-6463. Dr. Friedman Schaub, everyone. Hello, Dr. Friedman. How you doing?
Very well. How are you?
This is crazy. You know, how to outgrow your emotional baggage. You know, when I was looking and getting ready to chat with you about this, I thought, wow, this is an interesting approach to it. You know, we're not talking about leaving it behind, dismembering ourselves from it. But outgrowing, I wanted to talk to you before we get into memories and baggage. I wanted to talk to you about the past and what it means, if you don't mind telling us what it means to outgrow your emotional baggage in the past.
You know, I think what we often tend to do with the past is, you know, either we want to forget about it because it was so unpleasant, or we feel so bad about it, or, you know, when we don't have a choice, we are dwelling on it and we are stuck in the past and we are feeling that the past is still somehow with us at all times. And then we definitely just are searching for a way to leave it behind. And what we are overlooking is that the past is really a very, very rich time that's in some ways like the library of our life. You know, if you want to really learn something about yourself, don't look into the future because there's nothing to learn yet. The present has just very limited amount of learnings for us. But if you look in the past, there's definitely a lot to learn and grow from. And I think that's why the past is such an important part of us. We cannot dismiss it. We shouldn't just ignore it or forget about it. We need to look at it, and we need to understand it better so that we can understand ourselves better.
You know, one of the things that I think is important, if we can just give people a sneak preview, is give folks a sneak preview on the empowerment, the Empowered Self series that you've created. This is part 5 of the Empowered Self series. This is also part of your radio program here and part of a journey that you've said yes to with Cellular Wisdom, with the Fear and Anxiety Solution. I would love for you to share a bit about the empowerment, the Empowered Self series. But more importantly, you know, what are these messages about? What's going to be for folks today when you and I are chatting about this? At the end of this, what are they going to be able to know? What are they going to be able to do?
Well, you know, in general, the series is really about basically learning to understand that the empowerment comes from all that is already inside of you. You know, just like the past is inside of you, it is a part of who we are. So there is also the awareness, what we talked about. There will be the power of forgiveness we talk about. There will be the power of being present we will talk about. You know, we take a whole year through going through these different powers, but it is about learning simple ways to tap into the potential that in many ways we forget that we have. And by really putting this potential into action, realizing that the empowered self is actually a natural state of being, it is something that we can all grow into. But we have to remind ourselves that we have these different aspects and that we can learn to master them and utilize them more in our life. For example, the power of gratitude. It's an incredibly powerful force, but how do we practice it and how do we utilize it and where does it come from and what are specific tips and tools and how to actually make it a habit for you so that you can own that power? These are all things we talk about.
And this is really what's so exciting about this today and having this conversation with you. It's really, for those of you just tuning in, the Empowered Self series, part 5, Owning the Past, How to Outgrow Your Emotional Baggage with Dr. Friedemann Chow joining me here today. You know, I love that you're talking about owning the past. Sometimes we want to forget it. Sometimes we want to fantasize and change it, even though it is the past. Sometimes we want to create an entire present and future based on our past. What does owning the past mean?
Well, what owning the past basically means is that you are realizing when you look at the past that you actually have taken responsibility over it. That means not that you're blaming yourself or feeling like, oh, it's all my fault. It's more like that you realize, okay, these events, these patterns, these maybe even traumas occurred. I have learned through them, from them. I have learned maybe forgiveness from them. Maybe I have learned to have self-compassion. Maybe I have resolved some kind of a confusion that has plagued me for a long time and gained more clarity on a subject like, is it okay for me to take care of myself? is it okay for me to be selfish? When you have resolved all those question marks that are often hovering over the past, and you realize this is actually my personal inventory library that I can go to and further find maybe the treasures that I have inside of me that I haven't discovered, then you really own it. Then you don't run away from it. Then you don't feel like the victim of your past or the circumstances you were in. Then you know, just like the title of this show says, you have outgrown it. And when you have outgrown it and grown through it, then you own it.
Mm-hmm. I love listening to you talk about this. You know, you're working with people all over the globe. And, I am sure that you have helped more people create the lives that they've desired than we even have time to talk about. You know, but what's so important for folks to know is that, you know, not only through your work, Dr. Freedom, but also through your books, through what you have been able to present, through the radio show and the radio series, there are many, many, many things that you are helping people with. When we come back from break, I want to talk with you about what is it about our memories that serve us, that either don't serve us, and how come we remember some things and some things are either more deeply buried or we just don't want to remember. Dr. Freedom and Shelby is joining us here today, the Empowered Self Series, Part 5, Owning the Past, How to Outgrow Your Emotional Baggage. For those of you out there that want to get some help with this, 1-800-930-2819, or go to the Dr. Pat Show website and the drpatshow.com. Scroll all the way down on the right-hand side. You will find a box where you can ask your questions. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with my co-host today, Dr. Freedom and Chow. We'll be right back, everyone.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is my co-host today. I want to just mention before we get going here, he's got a fabulous giveaway for you all. A free self-hypnosis recording, Release Anxiety Now. Love that topic because, okay, what are we anxious about? What do we get anxious about? And Dr. Friedemann and I could talk about that today because it directly relates to emotional baggage, I think. But what do we get anxious about? We get anxious about whether we have enough money, whether we're actually in the relationship that we belong in, whether or not we're going to catch the bus on time or be able to take our kids to school when they need to get there. It doesn't matter. Anxiety right now in this country in particular is not only at the highest it's ever been, but it's rising. There are levels of it that you can get some help with, and as Dr. Friedemann will tell you here in a minute, about what Release Anxiety Now is about. This is free. This is free. Dr. Friedemann, before we get back into the questions about the emotional baggage, tell folks a little bit about this recording, and then also they can just send you an email.
Well, you know, the recording is actually right on topic because when we really look at what we are anxious about, the anxiety pattern, the worrying, the controlling, the trying to avoid or trying to please people to overcome anxiety or insecurity of not being good enough, these patterns are old. These patterns usually stem from way back our past, and they are still fueled by the past because they still create this energy that makes us believe, well, we are small, we are powerless, we are, again, not good enough, and this is why we have to be anxious, and this is why we have to act a certain way. You know, and that's where the past plays an important role in the healing of anxiety, because we cannot really intellectually or rationally talk ourselves out of anxiety. I mean, the people that often have the most reason to feel good and safe and positive, they are often the most anxious people, because they're afraid of losing everything again, or that it was just luck that they have it, and at some point the shoe going to drop. It doesn't have a rational reason for this anxiety to be there, but it's certainly something that is, again, driven from the past, driven from a deep-seated pattern that only if you are addressing the past, you can resolve it. And that's what this self-hypnosis CD or this recording, it's an MP3 file that you get for free. All you have to do is just to send an email to info@thefearandanxietysolution.com, all in one word, info@thefearandanxietysolution.com, and we'll send you the link to this recording. And it actually is about starting to clean out the past. It's about recognizing what are the things that actually I need to look at, but they don't serve me any longer. I want to learn from them, but then let them go. That's what this process is about. And it's really fun because a lot of people that have been using this hypnosis, they're saying, you know, I'm sleeping so much better. And the other day, a husband told me, oh, my wife always tells me, oh, I'm going to sleep with Dr. Schaub. That's always the best night. Uh-huh. And, you know, he was a little bit jealous, wow. But ultimately, it's a really good thing. If you want to have a rest for your mind, listen to that recording.
Well, I'm going to email you right now, actually, because I think that is, I agree with you. You know, and it is, and before the break, what I talked about was a little bit in the questions I was asking was about these memories, these things that really govern us, that really, you know, point us in direction. Some of them, some of these memories are on the forefront, on the surface. Some of them are so embedded that we don't even know there are memories. And then sometimes, at least my the way I've learned this from my life is that you end up being afraid of something, or you end up doing or not doing something based on a memory that you can't even remember you even had. So
yeah.
Let's talk about, why it is important to get at this emotional baggage, and how all that works.
Well, if you think about, first of all, are you dealing with emotional baggage? You often people say, I'm dealing with problems in my present. The other day, a woman was emailing me, and she was telling me, I have been dealing with anxiety and phobias since 30 years. And
wow.
I know when it started, and I know it has ruined my life. And, basically, I'm on disability. And I suggested to her, what about working on the past? And I suggested for her to read the book. And then she said, she doesn't want to deal with the past because, the past is really not something that's pleasant to look at. It's not something that she feels equipped to work through. She wants to deal with a problem in the now. And that's what she has been doing for 30 years. And it shows you that if you are not really recognizing that there is a root cause and there is a reason for that, for example, anxiety and phobia that lies in the past, you will just postpone the resolution until you finally go back there. And there are reasons for that, that the subconscious makes us always, remember certain situations. And, we talked about the subconscious before, and one of the subconscious, functions is really the storing of memories. And in the break, you mentioned there was a memory coming out up recently for you that you haven't thought about in a long time. And that's exactly what the subconscious does. It has this huge filing system where everything that we ever have experienced is stored, and only when it's triggered or when needed, those memories are bubbling up. Like when you smell something, or when you visit your hometown, or all of a sudden you look at someone who reminds you of someone else, and the train of thought goes back in your memory. These memories are available, but they're also nicely stored and filed away for you to get to. Now, why do we have these memories in the past that, are like the baggage? Why do we hold on to memories that are traumatizing or scary or maybe making us feel ashamed or bad? And there are really three reasons for that. And the first reason is that the subconscious has one of the two prime directives when it does. It focuses on one of those two prime missions it has, which is to protect us. And to protect us is more important for the subconscious mind than to please us, which is the second mission the subconscious has. So when you have had some, let's say, traumatic event happening, and it doesn't have to be really something where you would say, well, I'm going to write a book about. It can be just something you were, let's say 6 years old, first presentation in grammar school, and for some reason you were so nervous that you were stuttering, and then your peers were laughing and making fun of you. That memory is now registered by the subconscious mind, and it says, as a protective function, whenever you're going to be seen by other people, whenever you're going to stand up in front of others, it's a scary moment. It's something you should avoid. It's something you should really, really not do because it was so painful. So the memories are sealed in there as a way for us to remember whatever has been threatening and dangerous so that we are protected. And the subconscious is looking and looking and looking for the triggers to make us, safe from those events. Now, that's number one, which is pretty logical. Number two is that the subconscious also obeys our instructions. Now, remember that in some ways the subconscious is basically a faithful servant. It's just something that, is doing what it has been doing for a long time until we are telling the subconscious to do something differently. So when you have been, you know, a child and your subconscious basically, you know, feels an emotion and you are experiencing as a toddler or a baby the emotion, what do? You scream, you yell, you have a temper tantrum, you stomp your feet, you let the emotion out. It's actually a really healthy way of dealing with emotions, just like, for example, you know, animals do when they shake themselves after they have can get really excited. Now, when we are getting older, you know, not even that old, 3-4 years old, we are told that's not okay. You cannot scream. You cannot express yourself this way. You cannot just have a temper tantrum. So we are no longer releasing the emotions that happen in that moment. We are actually suppressing them. And as we are suppressing them, we are suppressing the memories, and we are suppressing this combination, let's say, anxiety and an event. And we are more and more storing those emotional events inside of us rather than releasing them, which is basically one of the reasons why the older we get, the more emotional baggage we are piling up, because we have forgotten or have no longer giving ourselves permission to release them. I mean, you know, think about a daily situation. You feel, you know, disgusted by, you know, maybe your colleagues, you know, doing something that you really feel is unfair. Are you speaking up? Are you yelling and screaming? Are you throwing the papers in the air to let the emotions go? No, you just are going to be quiet. And you sit down, you think about all the potential consequences of showing vulnerability or expressing what you're really feeling. And that, again, is anchored in your subconscious mind as an event that is not resolved. Any events that have still some negative, strong emotions connected to it are not resolved. And they are emotional baggage that eventually need to be resolved. Now, the third is the most interesting reason why we store these events, and that's what we already talked about at the beginning. Your subconscious mind, because it wants you to be safe and be protected, also understands that you're safer if you grow, if you learn, if you become stronger, if you evolve. And so the subconscious knows that all these events that have emotions attached to it have also an opportunity for you to grow from, to understand, to do it next time differently, to actually let go of feeling maybe responsible for something or just change your perspective on yourself. All of this are opportunities to grow, and your subconscious knows you're only going to go back to those events if you actually feel something about them. So your subconscious holds on to these emotions also as little red flags that are saying, hey, Pat, go back, look at this event, see it differently, and learn from it, and then it's willing to let go.
Well, let's take a short break, because I think you're calling me out on this, but I'm willing to go there. I'm willing to go there with Dr. Friedman. We're going to take a short break when we come back. We're going to talk about, now we know why these are important, but here we go. I love the butt. I'm the queen of the butts. You ready? Why can't we let go of some of these events of our past? Why can't we let go? Why do we hold on to a definition of ourselves that is like a story in itself? And then we're going to talk about, do we really mean letting go or do we really mean healing? Well, that's why we have Dr. Friedman Chaub in the house, everyone. We'll be right back with the show.
Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Welcome back. I want to just announce to you guys again the giveaway today, thanks to Dr. Friedman. He's amazing. Well, actually, there are a couple of giveaways, and I just want to make sure you have them both. Look, if there is something that is blocking you from what it is you're dreaming about for your life, and, you know, here's what I want to say, because, you know, I know what it's like to work with Dr. Friedman. You know, if you have a vision for your life full of abundance, full of radiance, full of joy, and you're not living it, I think this show today has really pointed out for me, Dr. Friedman, that probably we got some baggage in there that needs to be taken care of. So to get you all started, let me just say you can request a free self-hypnosis recording, release anxiety now, not tomorrow, not a month from now, not next year, not when the eclipse of the blood moon comes again, but like now. All you have to do is send an email to info, I-N, F as in Frank, O, at thefearandanxietysolution.com. Now, the other thing I want to mention is, if you're not really sure if you have a problem, then why don't you give Dr. Friedman a call? He's been doing this for years on the show. Toll-free number, a free telephone consultation. He will help you work through the details of whether or not you actually do need help. 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. But these are not the only things that you do. I mean, you've helped people not just take care of fear and anxiety, but you help them quit smoking. You help them do other changes that they want to make in life. You know, isn't that right, Dr. Friedman?
Yes, but, you know, that's, for example, the smoking is a good topic, because I believe in these habits that we have, there is usually a deeper root cause that we need to address. So I'm not the person who just focuses on the symptoms. I'm really more about, well, let's go to the core of it and make a change that actually makes a difference in your entire life. and not just with the habits. And I think this way you can see, you know, this work more as something that helps you to grow and find your real true potential rather than getting rid of something, which usually doesn't work, because if we get rid of something, we naturally want to fill it up with something else. And so we often just are, you know, replacing one symptom for the next, one addiction with the next, one, you know, OCD behavior with the next. So it's not really going to what healing is all about, which is ultimately coming to our wholeness. And this is what also, you know, healing the past is about. Healing the past is not about, like we said, letting go or forgetting about it. It is really about finding your wholeness again. And this is why the past is such an important topic when it comes to becoming the empowered self, because you cannot be fully empowered if you're not feeling whole.
Exactly. But, you know, let's just talk about smoking for a minute if we can. And the reason I want to talk about it is because it does point to memories. You know, when I was a kid, right, when I was younger and I was in my 20s, and, you know, I used to love smoking cigars. And Why would I like that? Why would I mean, think about it, right, Dr. Friedman? Why would I like to do that? Well, my dad smoked cigars. I didn't like really smoking cigars, but we all smoked cigars. And you know, my mom did it, you know, not just a lot, but every once in a while. It was a really interesting thing for a family to do. But it was really in honor of my dad. And for years, every time I would be around cigar smoke, most people cringe, right? They go, ah, get that thing out of here. Well, now I do. But it wasn't like that for me. And, you know, it took me a really long time, you know, because I didn't work with you at the time, to figure out that you're right. I mean, there's something else in there that made me feel close to my dad. And for me, my dad was not around a lot. And so isn't it interesting that the time he was around, it would be this ritual he had with cigars?
Yeah. I think and, you know, that's a really good example.
About.
Yeah, that really you can see how the past, and in some ways maybe you missing your dad, you wanting to be closer to him, you wanting to have something that connects you with him, that brought up then that habit of smoking a cigar. And, you know, I worked with a client the other day who also had the habit to always put herself last, you know, to always feel like I need to make sure that everybody is happy. I need to make sure that I do what they want me to do. And this is a habit that she had since she was a child. And she had it first with her mother, and then she lived with her father. And then she had a very demanding stepmother. And then she had a very demanding husband. And she just continued the pattern of doing what people told her to do and not having really her own will, her own desires, her own fulfillment until she was like 35 and she had enough and she divorced her husband. But then she felt completely lost because she felt like, now I don't have anybody who tells me how to be, what to do, what's my path. I feel like basically, I'm living a selfish life, and there was nothing worse for her to feel than to feel selfish, because that's what she was told. You can never, ever be selfish. You always have to somehow do what other people want you to do, to serve others. So that was certainly something deep rooted inside of her past that she needed to really work through and understand. Why is it that she had this desire to help others and do what they want her to do and be a pleaser? And that's what you said before the break. Why do we hold on to the past so closely? And why is it that these patterns of the past can still run our life? And the reason is that there is a confusion. You know, there is this great, or there was this great psychologist, Rollo May, who basically talked about exactly that topic, that the past, when it is connected to a confusion, to a question mark, will, quote-unquote, haunt us and keep us stuck in it until we are resolving the confusion. And in his study, he basically said that the people that are growing up with parents that are one day nice and the next day, you know, yelling or strict or, you know, going off the deep end, and the next day they are nice again, that confusion has, in his studies, kept people way more in a place of anxiety and insecurity than the people that were growing up with abusive parents that were always abusive, always alcoholic, always not reliable, because that was clear. The parents are doing something bad. I need to deal with it. I cannot trust them. Those people were easier when it comes to letting go of the past, or had an easier time than the people that were, you know, in that confusing environment. And that's something that, you know, is important to look at. What are the confusions that I still have about the past? And for this client, it was a confusion. Am I actually worth it to look after myself? Is it okay for me? Can I trust myself to actually create my own life? And when she realized that since she had divorced her husband and she had actually done an impeccable job to create a new life for her and her two children, that she did an amazing job to take care of them. And when she realized, I'm actually a really competent mom, I may not really know if I can take care of myself, but I really can take care of my children, then she realized, yeah, I can actually trust in myself, and I do have worthiness that allows me also to be quote-unquote selfish and to really take care of my own needs. And that really gave her a huge lift on whatever she had been holding on about having to be a certain way that was a pattern from the past.
Wow. Let's take a short break. Dr. Friedemann Chaub is joining us here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the really important things to healing emotional baggage. We're going to share some of the things that you're going to want to know, do, and apply in your lives. Dr. Friedemann Chaub is joining us here today. Check him out, thefearandanxietysolution.com. Give him a shout for a free consultation, 866-903-6463. We'll be right back with the show.
You'll never feel happy.
Join Ari Lauer on Saturday, May 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle, for Essential Oil Healing. Ari's own incredible journey back to wellness from heavy metal poisoning using doTERRA essential oils. Now guided by her angels, Ari shares these healing secrets. You too can use these amazing essential oils to give your body what it needs to heal. Learn how Ari went from desperate and sick to vital and empowered. Register now at eastwestbookshop.com or call 1-800-587-6002.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here to rave about my favorite dressing and marinade, Galeos Marinades. As hearty vegetables such as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and pumpkin replace the waning fruits of summer on supermarket produce displays, when I want to add that special touch to my fall dishes, I reach for Galeos Miso. Whether it's the Miso Caesar, Dijonnet, Ginger Wasabi, and the newcomer Southwest, I know that I'm going to prepare a fabulous dish. Galeos dressings, which are made with all natural ingredients, have no MSG and are gluten-free and should all be part of a well-stocked kitchen pantry. But perhaps the Miso Caesar adds a special something to fall's bountiful harvest. The culinary masterminds behind Galeos Miso Dressing, Chefs Andre and Gordana, have just developed several of their favorite easy-to-prepare and healthy fall recipes that include their Miso Caesar dressing. So visit GaleosCafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S Cafe.com for your special fall dish.
No, you won't. Until you try. You'll never be happy.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. My co-host joining me here today, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. We are so thrilled about the empowerment series he's doing. And, you know, he has created a whole radio venue about empowerment, which we're very excited about. Today we get to talk about emotional baggage. And before we jump in, and Dr. Friedemann, you give people some information about what we can do to healing the baggage. Again, I want to mention free self-hypnosis recording, Release Anxiety Now. Just send an email to info@thefearandanxietysolution.com. And if you want to chat with Dr. Friedemann Schaub directly, call him at 866-903-6463 for a free telephone consultation. You know, what did somebody say to me once, Dr. Friedemann? You know, I don't even know if I believe this, but they said pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I must have kind of hit a day, you know, a time in my life where I was like, suffering is not even a word I want in my vocabulary. So tell us what we can do. Give us some keys, some tips to healing emotional baggage here.
Right. Well, I think it's, you know, first of all, get aware if you have been really dabbling and stuck in emotional baggage, because, you know, again, as we talked about, not everybody knows or has a feeling that they do have emotional baggage to take care of. And so how do you know? Well, one of the things that you know is that when you actually go back into the past, let's say you pick a few events that you know they had something to do with how you see the world now or how you behave now, go back to those events, put yourself into the shoes of who you were just for a few seconds, and notice if you are feeling anything different in your body. You know, there is a difference between remembering an event and really having no reaction to it, no emotion. No, you know, muscle is twitching, no sweat is breaking out, you're not breathing faster, then you know, okay, I remember it, but it's really resolved. There is nothing there. Or going back, and you may not even be aware of your emotions, but your body is going to tell you, uh-oh, I'm feeling more tension or I'm feeling more pressure. Then you know, okay, your subconscious has still emotions attached to it. Then, of course, there is, what do you dream about? Do you have sometimes dreams from the past, or do you just go back in your thoughts all the time into the past? You know, that you're really somehow thinking more about it, or you're experiencing something now and you right away go back into the reference of the past. And the fourth way to know that you have emotional baggage is looking at your patterns and realize, you know, when I go on Sunday to see my parents for dinner, I still feel like a five-year-old and I still want to please my dad. Or, you know, when I'm seeing someone who's frowning at me, I still want to just, you know, disappear and, you know, want the earth swallow me because I'm feeling so embarrassed, although that frown may not even have anything to do with me. So these are things where you know these are old patterns that need to be addressed. So how do you resolve them? Now, what you can already do is a few things that I think are very, very helpful. One of them is just look at the patterns that you feel are right now disempowering you, because it is about empowerment. And so look at things that you feel like, well, this is a pattern of avoidance. This is a pattern for me where I'm trying to please others. This is a pattern for me where I try to control through vigilance or trying to always be perfect. Look at those patterns and then go back into the past and think about three times of, ideally way back, where there was a similar pattern, where you really feel like, well, you know, this is already where I felt this way. Again, going back to what we said, it's, you know, in the middle of the show about you are in grammar school, you feel made fun of, you are in that moment feeling completely embarrassed, so now you want to avoid any kind of exposure or being seen in public, you know, in a situation where you have to speak. Go back to this event. And the next thing you can do is then to briefly, again, just feel how it feels in there. But then you want to get into a different position. Then you want to actually go into a place from where you can revisit this event from a higher perspective. So in this moment, you're actually disconnecting, dissociating yourself from the event, and you're looking from a more higher up angle down at this event, like an overview, like something you would observe maybe, you know, from the balcony in a theater place, and you're looking at what actually happens. And then you're just going to ask yourself, how did I actually interpret this event when I was in it? So in this case, you would say, I interpreted that I'm stupid, that I'm not really, you know, a good speaker, that people make fun of me because they feel like they're much better than me. I interpret that the teacher is angry at me, doesn't believe in me, whatever those things are, what you interpret it. Then the next question you're going to ask yourself is, what is the confusion about this event that I want to resolve? And the confusion could be as simple as saying, you know, actually, was I really stupid? Am I really not capable to, you know, speak up? Or was I just very sensitive? Or was I just nervous because everybody else was nervous, so I felt the whole room's anxiety and I just picked it up? Or maybe it was something that I wanted to do a really good job because I felt that, you know, at home I always had to perform, so I wanted to perform in school too because I didn't feel I got enough love. Whatever those things are, just look at the bigger picture and understand, well, the confusion must have been that I believed that I am actually not worthy of love or not really good enough to be seen. And then you're going to ask yourself, how do I actually want to see this and myself differently? What's the choice? How could I see myself with greater compassion, with greater love, with greater acceptance, and actually have empathy for that person I was at that time? Now, what happens when you do this, automatically your mind is creating a new scenario. It's already creating in your mind something of, oh, I'm actually not now the person who needs to feel ashamed. I'm actually now the person who is seen with compassion, with acceptance, with love. And in your subconscious mind, through this understanding, through this resolution, the emotion actually is lifting. And you can, if you want to go even further, recreate a new event, an event that would actually show a supportive class, a supportive teacher, just a great, smiling, all-over happy event. It doesn't matter if you are actually feeling it, if you're seeing it. What's so beautiful about memories? They can be replaced. There is a memory plasticity, just like the brain has an ability to completely shift and change its perspective. By doing a work like this, you cannot only resolve and outgrow the event, you can actually change your past, and this way you can own it. And that's just a very beginner's but a wonderful, effective way of starting to heal and become, again, the one who is outgrowing your past.
I love it. Wow. Thank you so much. A fantastic show, Dr. Friedman. Thank you. This is amazing. Thank you. I have a few seconds left. One last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
I would just say that, you know, don't be afraid of your past. Look into it. Be curious about it and see it more like a treasure hunt to gain more insights about your gifts and special qualities, and then come back into the now and enjoy what you have found.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Dr. Friedman Schaub, everyone, remember to send him an email at info@fearandanxietysolution.com. Get that recording. Go to sleep with Dr. Friedman. Yes, as all of us love to do. We'll see you next time on the show, everybody.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.